This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba. We continue in Mishnah Berura Yomi. We're learning Siman Chaf Hei Hilchos Tefillin. The Mechaber just said that we're in Siman Chaf Hei Sif Hei. The Mechaber said the proper kavana when one puts on tefillin, aside from the kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, is that we are putting on tefillin that have Yichud Shemoy and Yetzias Mitzrayim on the arm opposite the heart and on the head opposite the mind, so that we could remember the miracles and the wonders that Hashem did, that they denote, they reflect, they are Moira on Yichud, that Hashem has the Koyach and the Memshala, Be'elyoinim v'tachtoinim, to do as He pleases. And we are Meshabi Ta'Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Neshama, which is in the Moyach, and the heart, which is the seat of desire. And by doing so, we'll remember Hashem and minimize our Hana'os. The Mechaber said we put on the Shal Yad first, and you make a Lahaniach, and then you put on the Shal Rosh, and then you only make one bracha. Shitas HaMechaber is you will make one bracha for both. Says Rama, Hagav Yesh Oimrim Levarech Al Shal Rosh Al Mitzvah Tefillin. There comes Rama, and the Rama says, some say to make a bracha on the Shal Rosh Al Mitzvah Tefillin, Afilu loy hifsik meantime, even if you were not mafsik, which implies that perhaps the Mechaber would hold that if you're mafsik, you do make another bracha on the Shal Rosh. But the Rama says, some say that you make a bracha on the Shal Rosh al mitzvahs, even if you're not mafsik. This is the Shita of the Rosh. V'chein pashat haminog b'vnei Ashkenaz, shemavarchen shtei brachos. So has spread the minog in Ashkenazic communities that we make two brachos. V'toiv loymar tamid achar habracha hashnia, and it's good to say always after the second bracha, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Le'olam Va'ed. Now Baruch Shem is something we always say if one made a bracha levatala, and it's a way of saying, well, I didn't. If there was any chilul Hashem in what I did, I try to rectify that by blessing the kavod of Hashem. Here, the minhag is to follow the rush to make another bracha. But in doubt, in case we should not be making it, we say Baruch Shem. Now, one can never, in a situation of Safik bracha, make the bracha and then say Baruch Shem. So it must be that we paskin, that we do make the bracha, but this is just, you know, l'ravcha demilsa. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chaf Aleph, v'toiv loymar. It's good to say why. Mishum chashash safek bracha levatala, out of a concern that maybe he made a bracha levatala. Kamash kasa b'simen reish vav. V'lo yishu safek omer, it's not an outright safek. Dim kein echi bracha misafek bracha levatala. How can you make out of a safek a bracha levatala? V'yismai chal sheyomar bracha shem kod malchus alam vad. You can't make a safek bracha levatala and then rely on the bracha shem. Ela da'anan b'nei Ashkenaz sviroleen lahalacha kadas rabbeinu tam. We b'nei Ashkenaz, we hold like rabbeinu tam. Rak l'rav chodemilsa lahoytzi atzmein midei kol pikbuk noyagin loymar baruch shem kvod malchus alam vaed. However, you have to be careful. V'yizar ma'od, you have to be very careful. Shaloi loymar baruch shem, not to say baruch shem rak achar sheyahadei kashal roish al roish akaray, only after you tighten the shal roish on your head properly. Dimloy kin, otherwise yeh hefsek bein abrach la'anacho, be a hefsek between the blessing and placing on the tefillin. V'yeh abrach hazu levatala. Bevadai, this will definitely be a bracha levatala. Btzarch lachzor ulevarich, and you'll have to make the bracha again. If you say baruch shem prematurely, then there's going to be a hefsik between the bracha and the placing on the tefillin, and it will be a bracha levatala, and you're going to have to make another bracha. So you don't want to make an early baruch shem. You want to make sure the tefillin is fully positioned in its place before you say baruch shem. And if it's not, then you've rendered your blessing on the Torah Shorosh Baruch Vatala, and you have to make another bracha. And many people are nichshol on this. Many people are nichshol on this. They say a premature Baruch Shem. You cannot say Baruch Shem until your tefillin are completely positioned. I'm going to say it again, because this is probably the most common mistake people make. You cannot, if you have a problem with this, don't say Baruch Shem. The Baruch Shem is not Ma'akev. Make sure your tefillin are 1,000% positioned in their place before you say Baruch Hashem. If you don't, you're being mafsig between the bracha and wearing the tefillin, and you have to make another bracha. Now, if you hear someone saying a bracha on the Shel Rosh, do you say Amen? Say, why not? We hold you should make the bracha. The Prima Gum says it's a suffix. The Bir Halacha later on says that if somebody makes a bracha in accordance with a shita that's not unanimous, there's no isser to answer Amen. I don't see why somebody would not answer Amen. I don't understand why somebody would not answer Amen. I mean, we make the bracha. Despite, and we would never make a bracha if it's a suffix. So that means we paskin, it's a good bracha. Okay, let's see the next sif. Impaga b'shel roish techila. If you encounter the shel roish first, so we know we put on the shel yah before the shel roish, but what if you encounter the shel roish before you touch the shel roish? No. Tzarech lahaver alois mitzvah, you have to pass over that mitzvah v'yaniach shel yah techila, and you put on the shel yah first, v'yachir kach shel roish, and then the shel roish. Maybe tomorrow we'll see the Bir Halacha on Sivav. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah today. Paga. Davka paga. That's only if you encountered it. Avlam hiniach shel rosh tchila. But what if you put on the shel rosh first? Oy shemotza shel yad shenishma mimakoymai. Or let's say you found that the shel yad got moved out of its place. In lahasar shel rosh. Don't remove the shel rosh. If you put on the shel rosh, or you put on both and you realize the shel yad is not in its right place, you don't take off the shel rosh. The ma'id hava, whatever happened, v'yimar l'anich shel yad al mekoymai. You should hasten to put on the shel yad in its right place. V'yesh cholkin, some argue, v'ayim berber halacha. Maybe, meaning some might argue that if you put on the shel rosh first, you got to take it off. Now, question, why by talis do we say that if you encounter the talis first, you have to put on the talis first? Because ein mavir nala mitzvahs, and by shel yad and shel rosh, we don't say the same thing, that if you encounter the shel rosh first, you got to put on the shel rosh first. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, sivkatan chav gimel, kimen dechsib bakra mefoyrosh, de yad koidem. Since the pasuk says explicitly, shel yad comes first, de metchila ukshartam, bahadar utaytafoyz ben enecha, first on your arm and then between your eyes, lefikach in mashgichen alvar sa mitzvahs, we don't pay attention to the fact that you're passing over the mitzvah, mashayin kein le'el, besif alif gabi tzitzis utfilin. The Prima Gadam says, what do you mean? The din of Ein Ma'avir Namitzvahs is also Mefurash? It means that the din that you have to be Makdim, the Tun Shel Yad, is explicit in a Pasuk, so we can't, that doesn't override the general principle of Ein Ma'avir Al HaMitzvahs. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll see the Bir Halacha that it's not so pashut. Some say that even if you put on the shel rosh, you got to take it off and put on the shel yad and then the shel rosh. We'll hold it here for today. Good to see everybody back, and have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.